This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard, on this September 2nd. Hard to believe we're here, post-Labor Day on a Tuesday that feels very much like a Monday. If you're just getting back in action, back to school, we welcome you from your summer hiatus and your new schedule. And a lot going on, including Congress returns to work, finally. They got a lot on their docket too. One of them is, oh yeah, a government shutdown if they don't get this budget thing figured out here between now and the end of the month. And joining us, former KDK TV political analyst, is John Delano, who I saw attended the Labor Day parade. John, good morning.
Well, good morning. Great to be with you guys. This is I don't like to think this is the end of summer. You know,
no.
Summer doesn't officially end until, what, the 22nd of September or something?
Yeah, we got a few more weeks officially. But, yeah, we kind of get it because after Labor Day, a lot of people are into their fall schedules, like school kids.
And the Congress. The U.S. Congress returns.
Well,
and
like I said, school kids.
Not bad. I like it. Not bad. Not bad. And you know, this ongoing budget matter just drives you nuts. The Congress operates on, people may not realize that the fiscal year of the Congress of the United States government, I should say, the federal government, really begins October 1st, which is a little weird. A lot of people think fiscal years
right.
often are the same from January 1 to December 31st, or they begin July 1st and then June 30th. Those are traditional state and corporate fiscal years. But naturally, the federal government is wacky and has this year that begins October 1st. So all the budget stuff that went on recently in the last couple of months was focused on the current year that ends September 30th. What this battle is about is a budget for the federal government that begins October 1st. And that's why there's a September 30th deadline to get things done. Because unlike the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that can seem to operate without a budget deal, which is exactly what's happening now in the Commonwealth, the federal government actually shuts down, actually cannot operate after October 1st, if there is no budget or temporary budget. What are those called? They're called continuing resolutions. And so you're going to hear a lot of talk over the next couple of weeks about passing a continuing resolution, which is an interim budget that basically extends the current method of spending for a month, a couple months, 6 months, whatever the Congress decides. And the bottom line is that puts the debate off again and again and again.
They have kicked this down the road how many times? And you know what? The truth is, John, as you know, we hear this as citizens and you go, okay, the government's going to shut down. Really? No, they cry wolf. They cry wolf. But this time it might be different.
It might be different because there is a concern that the budget agreements that Republicans and Democrats cut will not be abided by the Republicans. And that's because the Republicans reneged, essentially gave up or cut up a deal they had made with Democrats earlier this year when they passed a budget just recently that went further than the deal was that the deal was supposed to allow. So there's a terrible amount of mistrust between Democrats and Republicans that nobody's word counts for much anymore in the U.S. Congress. And therefore, if they cut a deal that would keep the government open, that the Republicans essentially would tear up that deal because Trump wants it torn up sometime in the next couple of months. So what does that mean? Well, that puts the Democrats in a position of some ability to shut the government down, but over what and why? And would people understand why the national parks close or why Social Security? I mean, they always argue Social Security checks are not going to be affected, but you never know, and particularly if you start to cut staff. So this is one of those, it's a really horrible situation where nobody trusts anybody and there's not control, there's not enough Republicans to dictate a full budget, at least not the kind that they need for to operate the U.S. government.
All right, so we have till the end of the month for that, which is going to come quickly. But in between, yep. Now that they're back to work, what other issues are top of mind in Congress?
Well, the big issue is the one that the Speaker adjourned the House for early, and that was the whole matter of Jeffrey Epstein and the question of the failure of the Congress to deal with that issue, the Republican Congress to deal with that issue for fear of embarrassing President Trump. And so Speaker Johnson adjourned a day early to avoid the House from taking up a bipartisan bill that some Republicans and many Democrats support that would require full disclosure of all the Justice Department information regarding Jeffrey Epstein. So what's going to happen? Well, there's a bipartisan group. There's a Republican and a Democrat who are leading the effort. And I believe they're going to have a press conference very shortly with a number of the victims of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein to talk about what happened and to bring public attention back to this issue. And so there's really no escaping it. And of course, in many ways, it's a much more interesting issue, sad though it is, than the budget. People would rather talk about Jeffrey Epstein and all the horrible things he did as a pedophile than talk about the ins and outs of the U.S. federal debt and federal deficits and the like. So I think that's going to get a lot of attention over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good. Well, we'll see. It's very divisive. There are, people basically split down the middle in this country and doesn't look like that's changed.
Yeah, and of course, there's going to be so much politics going on over the next few weeks in the Congress, and we're going to hear a lot about it because we will be coming up on elections. Now, this year's elections in November are primarily local elections, and they don't affect the Congress as it operates. But there are some special elections for Congress that are expected to elect Democrats, which will make the Republican margin in Congress even smaller than it is. It would only take two Republicans in the House defecting, I guess is the right word, from the majority to stop anything the Republican leadership wanted. So there's going to be a whole lot of back and forth on that this month as well. So a lot to watch, how it affects us personally, who knows?
John, always appreciate your time. Thank you, partner.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Thank you very much, buddy. Take care.
John Delano on the Big K Morning Show. To nominate for Hometown Heroes, we announced last hour. Our two Lifetime Achievement Awardees are Lucas Pyatt, visionary, who's the man behind Esplanade, this 15-acre site that'll be developed along the Ohio River just past the Rivers Casino. And then, of course, Jerome Bettis, who is as good as it gets. Aaron, he's a special person. How about I went out to Notre Dame when Pitt was playing there a couple of years ago, and as they run a big video on their screen, it was narrated by Jerome Bettis. And in the story of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, Rocky Blyer was in it, another obvious Pittsburgh legend and hometown hero. So we're excited to have these two gentlemen as part of our Hometown Heroes event Wednesday, October 15th.
I am so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night.
And it's coming so soon. Actually, I was looking at my calendar and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, we're in September. It's next month.
Yeah, I can't believe it's September 2nd.
Right.
So yesterday I saw my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, well, when September comes, I said, Mom,
it's
September's here.
Here.
I mean, this is it.
Right.
This is where we're going. Coming up, I want to know and hear from people who went to either Friday or Saturday night Savannah Banana's performance at PNC Park. We have characterized it as a Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, but it's a little different, too. They actually are competing.
Right.
The Harlem Globetrotters kind of is scripted with the Washington, you know, the team, the Generals that they play on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
But here, one of the things I noticed is the athleticism of the players. This is legit. These guys are good.
They were doing backflips and things like that, right?
While catching the ball and then being able to throw darts at the same time to throw out players. And we'll talk about that. So
cool.
We'll open up the phone lines. I'm just curious. I want to hear from people who were there. Why this phenomenon? Why is this drawing sellout crowds everywhere they go?
Right. And what was their experience with all 40,000 people? I mean, the stories have to be endless.
Yeah. So you had obviously the combination of 80,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you had the Icy Line Kickoff and Rib Fest, which they had these competitors from around the country. I joked during a Pitt game, I said, this is the best smelling game they'll have all year. Just
the aroma.
Walking up before the game,
mm-hmm,
was a delight. So we'll get you to get with us and have your reaction coming up. Meanwhile, just talking to John Delano with Congress back in session. Now that all the school kids, everybody's trying to figure out their new, you know, fall schedules. With more, CBS's Tina Krause.
Lawmakers have had more than a month off now, and their to-do list is long and complicated as they return. As they get back to work today, the clock is ticking.
Congress returns to Washington today with less than a month to avert a federal government shutdown.
It's going to be passed exclusively by Republicans.
President Trump predicted a bill to keep the government funded might squeak through in a partisan vote. Last week, the House and Senate's top Democrats again called for a meeting with their GOP counterparts to help fund the government in a bipartisan way. Congressional committees are juggling several high-profile issues this week, including the House bipartisan investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's files and ongoing fallout from the firing of CDC Director Susan Menarez, which was followed by the resignation of other top CDC officials.
Something is wrong when politics rules science.
In a New York Times op-ed, 9 former CDC directors and acting directors raised concerns about Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s oversight of the department, writing, "We are worried about the wide-ranging impact that all these decisions will have on America's health security. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is demanding Kennedy resign, though the White House has defended him.
Secretary Kennedy has been a crown jewel of this administration.
RFK Jr. is expected to face tough questions at a scheduled Senate hearing Thursday, while the Associated Press is reporting President Trump could be considering a 200% or higher tariff on pharmaceutical imports.
President Trump's top trade advisor said Monday he is optimistic the Supreme Court will uphold the so-called Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs. Last week, a federal court had ruled the president exceeded his authority in enacting those tariffs, though the decision allowed for the tariffs to continue through the fall to give time for an appeal.
CBS's Tina Krause. So I think for most of us, Aaron, you hear this tariff talk, it gives you a headache. Because how do you sort through what this really means of a practical level? What does that mean? What's it going to cost me? You know, everybody's
exactly.
out there trying to raise a family, trying to, you know, razor thin budgets, margins of plus or minus.
Mm-hmm.
And all we want to know is, how does this affect us?
Right. How does this affect transit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How does this affect education? All of the intricate details.
And you give people, you know, the option. Even when we've talked to professionals, this is what they do. They analyze this stuff all day.
All day.
For years. And they can't tell us.
Right.
So,
right.
We don't know exactly what all this tariff talk ultimately is going to mean to the working man and woman. Morning, Larry Richard here, the Big K Morning Show. Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. It was one for the memories for many people. The Savannah Bananas, timing couldn't have been perfect. The weather couldn't have been better. Friday, Saturday night, sold out PNC Park, about 40,000 each night in and around the stadium, Aaron. And I had a chance to witness it myself on Saturday night, and I didn't know what to expect.
It's one of those mystery things. Never happened here, right? Savannah Bananas to the PNC Stadium. No one's ever experienced that. So,
and they say, we're not your typical baseball team. That's true. We're different. We take chances. We toe the line. We test the rules. We challenge the way things are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly true. Curious what our listeners think. 866-391-1020. Chris, good morning. Where are you from?
Hey, Larry, from Pine Richland. How are you?
Good. So I assume you were there. That's why you're calling, right?
We were there.
How would you describe this to people who have not experienced it and say, what is all the talk about?
20 days, first of all.
Hang on one second, Chris. Repeat that, because we lost you for a sec. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was appealing. Demographics were spread all over, and it was just really entertaining, a little carnival-like atmosphere, the shenanigans, the baseball talent was actually really amazing. You know, a lot of former major leaguers. I thought it was also very cool the way they brought back a couple former Buccos. I don't think they're part of the Bananas.
No.
But I know they brought back a few players to take some at-bats.
Yeah, Jack Wilson and Freddie Sanchez. And they do, everything they do is entertaining long before the game starts. I thought it was interesting where the game's supposed to start at 7. They put a two-hour clock countdown up on the big board. And that's how long the game goes, not like baseball where it's 9 innings and time isn't a factor. I thought that was pretty amazing that they told you, hey,
yeah,
we're going to have a good time, but it's going to be over in 2 hours. But the party started outside. Did you take in any of the atmosphere that was going on outside PNC before the game, before you went in?
Yes. Yes, it was like a concert. It was absolutely incredible. The merchandise, the games, the atmosphere. You know, we didn't really know what to expect. We went down with a group of friends, and we're in our 50s, and we just had a really fun time. Little kind of like a Jimmy Buffett type following that they had, you know, with people that loved the Bananas, and there were kids there having a great time. And I enjoyed sort of the in between inning or even during the games, the little silliness that they had. Like, did you see the baby race?
I love the baby race. In fact, I recorded that. I'm sure a lot of people did the same. Aaron, I'll have to show you the video from the baby race. So they had literally, I would say, how old, Chris, do you think? These kids were like 1 year old. They're crawling, not walking.
One, maybe two. They were crawling. And I love the way the one baby was all ready to win. And they were maybe, you know, 20 yards from their parents at the most. And they got to the end and they turned around and went the other direction.
And then they had couples that were married. There were three couples that were, you know, I don't know, they probably married at least 30, 40 years. And they had to break balloons three times. So the wife, the husband would sit or be on one side, and the three wives would run, grab a balloon, and come back, and they'd have to squish it between them. Have you seen this, Aaron?
I've seen this on a cruise once before. It's an interesting game.
So anyway,
it was funny.
Anyway, Chris, thanks for checking in. That was a one-off, and I think they'll be welcome back at some time in the future.
Thank you. You bet. I'll be back.
All right, Chris out in Pine Ridgeland. So, Aaron, you almost made it there Saturday. You had your car troubles and you were on your way. But
I almost made it.
But I want people to know, if it's okay, something happened to you that is so extraordinary, so amazing, and so uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
That if you don't mind sharing it.
Yeah. So I was explaining to Larry off the air, my parents, when I was getting ready to enter my freshman year in high school, so I was 13, they got a divorce. And I think anyone who is married, has been married, or even if you're single, life can just get hard at times. And if you don't have a great support system, then, you know, things can go to left field.
And how difficult was that for you at that time of transition for you?
How interesting. It was right before I started my freshman year in high school, and it was so strange. I'm the oldest sibling. My brother's not even old enough to really know what's going on. My sister is old enough, but she's super confused. So it was hard. I think harder than I realized, because, you know, you put on a brave face, but once they lived in different places and you're going back and forth. And of course, in the beginning, there's some contention, argument. So it was rough. And then we grew to get used to it, as you do. But what was interesting is my parents remained good friends after maybe a year or 3 years of that separation and divorce. Friends would come over my house what's up with your parents? Like, are your parents together? No, no, they're divorced. Oh, they have such a great friendship. So over a 15-year period, my parents have been separated, but we've gone on family vacations together and different things, and they've always had a solid friendship. So about earlier this summer, my sister's getting married, and when my husband and I got married, it kind of first cracked the door, right? My parents are newly empty nesters, and they're seeing their oldest daughter get married, and they're kind of like, throwback to that season for us. It gets, you know, you start to think just about life and what's going on. And my mom would just make these little comments to me. And then my sister got married and I could see the wheels turning in my parents' head. Just kind of curious, like, we do everything together. We co-parent super well. And I just think watching their kids get older, they just were like, what's the next phase of life before being grandparents, all the things. And they started casually dating. And next thing I know, they're like, yeah, we're going to go to therapy. Next thing I know, they're talking about, they're together every day and they're talking about the future. Next thing I know, I'm looking at rings with my dad this past weekend.
And you were with your dad when your car broke down.
Yes, I was with my dad a lot. And this was all on Saturday. So Saturday was kind of an early day. We came actually to the Diamond District downtown. What is the building called? Oh my gosh, why am I blanking?
Clark Building.
Yes, and I had never been in there. And my dad's like, Aaron, you young people have no clue. The Clark Building used to be where it's at, super packed all the time. But all that to say, my parents are getting remarried. And it's a parent trap.
Are you invited?
I am invited. In fact, I'm planning it.
You know what? That is actually a really beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Good for you.
Very exciting.
Good for them. What a weekend you had.
Yes.
Looking for engagement rings with your father.
Unbelievable.
To buy one for your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Aaron, that's awesome.
Thank you.
What a blessing.
The KDKA News Desk. Big explosion in Lawrence County overnight. A building on Mount Vernon Drive in Elwood City exploded a little after midnight. The building housing three businesses. One of the neighbors, KT Thompson, felt the explosion, told KDKA TV.
I was just relaxing watching TV, and it felt like literally a bomb had hit. All the windows shook, and I thought maybe a chimney had fallen onto the roof. Boom! Massive, massive explosion.
So they'll have to officially determine it, but it does sound like, based on what the neighbor was saying anyway, could be natural gas.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. Luckily, no injuries reported there. In business news, Kraft Heinz, the food conglomerate behind household staples like Heinz ketchup and Kraft macaroni and cheese, is splitting into two companies one decade after their mega food merger.
So the official names of the two companies, not released yet.
Correct.
So we could speculate. So Kraft Heinz, what's it going to, why not just go back to Kraft and then Heinz?
Right. Simple enough, right?
Or Acrisure. Just kidding.
All right. And still no winner in the Powerball. Unbelievable. Tomorrow night's Jumbo Jackpot's drawing will be up to $1.3 billion.
So if you want the cash payout, it's $589 million. And so I'm going to ask Gemini here, what is the tax on $589 million of lottery winnings? Let's see what comes up. I don't know if this is the new Gemini. It's supposed to give you instantaneous answers. Mm.
Taxes on lottery winnings are complex and depend on several factors, primarily the federal tax rate, state tax laws, and the payout option you choose. Here's a breakdown of how the tax on $589 million of lottery winnings is calculated.
So it could be like 37%. So do the math on that. So
yeah.
Why bother? You're only getting a few hundred million.
Yeah, I mean, really, Larry. I mean, either way, I'll take it. You know.
You know what is funny, though? When it gets to $1.3 billion, people go, I'm going to get a ticket. Your odds don't change, right? Well, I often, have seen people as you walk past the lottery line, Giant Eagle, I see people and they say, ah, this is only $50 million. I'm not going to buy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what to do with your money when you win?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.